Welcome, 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 welcome. Today is about, I'm going to speak about Martin Luther King. And it's just, he's just a great man. I wasn't alive when he was here, but he was a great man. From all the speeches, all the books I've read, the things that people say. Some people had hurtful things to say about him, but that just comes with life. No matter what you do, how great you are, someone has to go against what you do because of your greatness, of you being a good person. And like I said, his life was taken too soon by a man that, you know, a lot of stories say he wasn't really the killer that killed Martin Luther King. He wasn't the one that shot Martin Luther King. But no matter how you look at it, his life was taken away. A great man. Great human being. Many of us were not alive, but listening to his speeches, you get the effect of what Martin Luther King stood for. I felt that no matter the color or race, he wanted people to come together. Love, peace, happiness, and respect. Now, some will never abide by that. For it to be 2022, it's still too many people with hate and negativity in their hearts. I didn't understand it back then, and I don't understand it now. I can say back then, although I've only been alive about a half a century, so I can sort of say back then, not meaning that I'm old either. I say that because I can remember racism in the early 70s. I can remember it like it was yesterday. But it never put any it never put any anger or hate in my heart. I was raised a certain way at home, and when I went out in public, I used the respect that I was taught at home. Even growing up in Bethel, North Carolina, that's a little town in eastern North Carolina where I'm from, the little town was divided by railroad tracks. And it was an issue if we rode our bikes across the tracks. Now, the grocery store, the main little town, was across the railroad tracks. So it was okay to go to the grocery store because the grocery store and the bank was on the edge of the tracks. So when you went to the bank and the grocery store, you didn't really go into the other part of the town. But it was okay if we went to those two places, grocery store, bank, and post office. It was okay. You just couldn't go past that mark. Now, even though it was a problem with us riding bikes, I did it anyway. Because I knew deep down in my heart I wasn't stealing anything. I wasn't mistreating nobody, and I wasn't trying to hurt nobody that lived on that other side of the track. And what I didn't understand, I'd even see some of the kids that I went to school with, you know, but it was okay at school. They acted a certain way. It was okay at school. I could go and get an education with you, but can't ride my bike through the neighborhood that the non-African Americans were living in made no sense at all to me. We could do all this. We can learn together, but the fact that I can't even ride my bike on your side of town, it was just weird to me. I didn't understand it. Like I said, I continued to ride my bike. Over the years, it got better, but I continued to ride my bike. I never stopped, even though a few times me and my friends, we would do it. The police will follow us, but we continue to do it. And we didn't try to take anything from anybody. I'm going to give you another story. Back then, in the early 70s, my grandma used to work for this place. I don't want to call out too many names. My grandma used to work for this place. And the home that she was living in was owned by the people that owned the store. Well, fuck it. I'm going to call the store name. The store name was Sally Kill. She would sometimes get stuff on credit because, like I said, she worked for the people. She lived in their house. She would get credit from them. A lot of times, my grandmama would go in the store. She may get me some cookies or something. And she kept a record of what she would get. But at the end of the work week, when it was time for her to get paid, a lot of times, my grandma, she would have her list of what she got throughout the week. But I know deep down in my heart that the white man there, he was overcharging her. And all she could do was take what he was saying because that was her job and she lived in the home. And like I said, I don't want to make this about no race baiting or anything, but that story just stands out to me because as a child, I knew that it was wrong for them to just straight up cheat her like that. And all she could do was agree with them. Now, okay, let's switch it up a little bit. Martin Luther King was a great human being. If you haven't had a chance to go to his museum in the ATL, it will be a great trip for you and your family, no matter the ages. They still have like his childhood home, the church he went to, just little stuff. I mean, it's been remodeled and everything, but the little area that he grew up in, his family, is if you go there, you know, you will see a lot of things that happened back then. Even you go to the museum, you see little videos or whatever, unseen footage of Martin Luther King and his family. When my family went there, my grandmama, she really enjoyed it. And my grandmama is older than Martin Luther King, but she really enjoyed the little exhibits and stuff they had about him because she remembered a lot of stuff that happened that went on back in the day. And when your elderly people remember stuff and they can tell you stories, those are great stories to carry on, to hold on with for life. And if you're just sitting around today on this snowy, icy Martin Luther King weekend, go to YouTube and listen to some of MLK's speeches. He spoke very well. He was also a pastor, so he knows how to speak to make people feel good. And if you're listening to this podcast, and if you're non-African American, you should also go and listen as well. Martin Luther King did not see color. He wanted everyone to get along and respect each other. Although the climate that we're in now is kind of hard to do. And to be honest, at this point of life, we as African Americans should be a lot more upset than we really are. Because I don't think that other races have not had to endure what we have to endure, but we still walk around with a smile on our face. Most of the situations that we had to face, and we have to work so much harder for someone of another race trying to take the same step that we're trying to take. You know, that person may have to take one step just to get in the door. We as African Americans have to take 5 steps to their same to that one step that they're taking to get what they want, we have to take 5 steps. But through it all, we still, most of us still walk around with a smile on our face, working with other races, being their friends, not blaming. We're not pointing the finger at anyone. We're still open to, we're cool with whoever. But it's still an uphill battle for us. Still an uphill battle. And like I said, I don't want to make it about race. It's about Martin Luther King, the great man that he was. And I can only brief y'all about certain things. But one thing I do know, his speeches are still alive. His books are still alive. So you're not doing anything sitting around the house. Go on YouTube. Pull it up. Listen to it. And this is one thing. I'm going to say one more thing before I go. One more thing that I don't understand. Nowadays, we have rappers. And most rappers are not going by their government name. Or they're going by a name that they picked up in the hood. A friend gave them a what? One thing I don't understand is, rappers going by the name, like if you're African American, you go by a name with Gotti in the title of anything, you know, which no African American can relate to Gotti, John Gotti, his family, or whatever. It's just crazy when they want to use Gotti. Like the rapper Jim Jones. Like, that's not his name. But if you do your research on who Jim Jones was, you'll understand what I'm saying. And this is nothing negative or no offense to Jim Jones or Irv Gotti or Yo Gotti or any of the Gotti rappers, because I listen to all of them. But my thing is, if you're an African-American male, why not go by the name of Martin Luther? Why not go by the name Marcus Garvey, MC Garvey? Or if you're a female, why not go by the name MC Harriet Tubman? I'm just saying, for you to take on a white mobster's name, but it's other blacks that you could take on their name from history. And, you know, and I know a lot of y'all, you're rapping about violent stuff. Maybe you want to go that route because you don't want to use somebody like Martin Luther and rap about violent stuff. But I've always wondered why do rappers take on certain names instead of taking on, like I said, taking on the names of Martin Luther. You ain't got to use his whole name. Marcus Garvey. Although, Malcolm X, a lot of rappers have used the X in their name. Like Mia X. I was just wondering why rappers don't do that. And that's all I have. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Happy Martin Luther King birthday, weekend, or whatever. And that's all I have.